Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were talking about it being better to have never known the way of righteousness than to turn from it. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When you turn to God, just like your palm is turned the opposite direction, then you have also turned from something. You have turned from yourself. You have turned from your sin. But we don't reform in order to get saved. We turn to Jesus Christ. And as we turn to Christ, we find that we also, in the same attitude and moment, we repent. Now, I didn't say do penance, you see. A lot of people are substituting doing penance and, as a result, a reformation along with the word repent. No, repent is a change of the mind. It is a turning from. You turn from your sin, but you turn from yourself and depending on yourself, and now you're placing your trust solely, totally in Christ. So he says in verse 21 that it was better that they had not known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Now, what was that commandment of God that was delivered unto them? Does Scripture tell us? Yes. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31 says it this way. At the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now, by the way, that is a holy commandment. So God commands all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. Now, do you see the point there? The man is raised from the dead. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ. And based upon that ability, that power, he makes these statements about judgment. And one of the things about judgment is that God commands all men everywhere to repent. Now, we've just seen back in our text that it was better for a man to not have known the way of righteousness than after he's known it to turn from it. So here's a person. Their understanding is open. The Holy Spirit convicts them. They see they need to be saved, but they turn from it. And hell is worse on them than some heathen in a foreign land that has never heard the gospel one time. Now, these teachers are professors, but not possessors. They seem to experience salvation, but they've drifted back to the life that has suited their old nature. And that's the context as we come into verse 22. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Now, my friend, you can wash a dog or a pig, but you cannot change their nature. These people knew the way of righteousness, and they had a knowledge of Christ's word, but evidently they had not received him into their hearts. The outward pollutions were washed away, but the inward corruption was still there. They haven't abandoned the old self. It is still being held as an option. I often tell young people who come into me to say they want to get married that one of the first things they have to do is to eliminate the word divorce from their vocabulary and not allow it to be an option to solve any of their problems. So we see these people, they seem to have escaped pollution, but in time they have drifted back to the life that suited their nature. Dogs go back to the vomit. Sows go back to the mire. Now, my friend, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're not saved, and you followed all the way to the end, but you don't receive Christ as your Savior, and you realize you do need to be saved, hell will be worse for you. You'll never be able to say to God, I did not have a chance to receive Christ. Whether you believe it or not, God is just to cast anyone into an eternal hell. You see, if a man dies and goes to hell, he gets what he deserves. Just punishment. Nothing more, nothing less, but he gets his just deserts. Hey, if you die and go to heaven, though, you don't get what you deserve. You're getting what Jesus Christ deserved. You see, some people have come forward in the church, and they were led to say the magic words, Jesus, come into my heart. They might have even straightened up for a while. But they really did not turn to him in faith. They didn't turn to him as their Savior. Instead, they thought, well, maybe this is my insurance policy, and maybe this will give me good luck. And that's about the extent of it. And they don't look at it as entering into a personal relationship where He is Lord and they are servant. Now, the principle of our text, not only here, but also in the life of Christ on earth, was taught. The people that go back to the wallowing in the mire, the dog that returns to his vomit, is someone who was not really saved to begin with. Now, my friend, Jesus is saying, and the Bible is saying here, they're still a dog, they're still a sow. They were never saved. They've just gone back to it. They just got cleaned up for a while. You see, my friend, I'm not talking about what is called today lordship salvation. Uh-oh, you messed up. Therefore, you must not really got saved. No. We all mess up every day. Don't let anybody tell you differently. The Apostle Paul said, I die daily. He also said, the things that I wouldn't do, I end up doing. And the things I would do, I end up not doing. So, he had to experience that. And I think we've all experienced that. But Jesus, we remember him. In his ministry, in his denunciation of the false teachers, that is, the scribes and the Pharisees. Now, don't get it wrong. Jesus still loved the scribes and the Pharisees. As a matter of fact, Jesus says more bad things about the Pharisees than he does any other group of people. And yet, the greatest missionary over the last 2,000 years was a man that was a converted Pharisee, the Apostle Paul. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 through 28, we hear these words of Jesus. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You know, you have people today that say, don't ever say anything negative, don't ever say anything that might offend. Oh, that's so unloving. Well, they've just charged Jesus Christ with being unloving and negative and unrighteous. Well, Jesus didn't spare any words, did he? Listen, he says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. In other words, they had escaped the pollutions, but not the corruption. He says, thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Wow! Can you imagine Jesus saying that? But that's just what he's told them. He's called them hypocrites, blind. He said to them that they are whited sepulchres, and they are filled with hypocrisy and iniquity. So, my friend, if you have a positive-only ministry and you think that the people that preach against sin are too negative and too unloving, you would have hated Jesus Christ. You see, it's interesting today. If you become fervent for the truth and you preach the truth in love, folks will fault your fervency as losing your cool or your temper. If you say strong things in defense of the truth, as Jesus did here in Matthew, they will say you are unkind. But isn't it interesting that men use very fervent language about politics, sports, and other things, yet no one questions their loss of temper or cool? They think that we should be very calm when people tear the Bible to pieces. If anything calls for fervent and intense feelings, it is the defense of the Word of God against false teachings as well as against false translations of the Word of God. Now, my friend, I know there may be those who charge us with legalism. And they might say, the child may look great on the outside, but be ungodly on the inside. And that, of course, is true. But you know what they do not say? They don't say, the child may look terrible, grubby, and raunchy on the outside, but he's a wonderful soul-winning Christian on the inside. They don't say that because they can't say that. You ever wonder why rock, rap, and contemporary-styled music is even wanted in a church, even by adults? And why do people gossip about the old traditional music, about a youth director and program with standards, or a Christian school, or a bus ministry, or children's churches? Why are there ladies that lack submissive spirits to their husbands or to male authority? The answer is simple. The inside is simply not clean. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.